Amen. Hey, you may be seated. I want to thank you for coming out and being a part of 412 tonight. Remember to pray for AJ, Brittany, and their children and their family. They're down in Florida right now, and they're on a break, a vacation. Everybody needs to be able to break away so that you don't like fall apart and break apart in life. So make sure and pray for them, but especially pray for them. Let's remember to pray for all those that are out in Texas and Houston and all those others that are in Florida and some of the states in between. A lot going on in our country and in the lives of those families and individuals that are in the midst of all of those storms. Do you ever feel like that life has some struggles for you? I mean, it does, right? I mean, Madeline's being funny, and she's like, no, it just never has a struggle, right? You know, really, there's storms for all of us. We all face some difficulties in life. Sometimes we have great days. Sometimes we have really bad days. Sometimes we have some days that are kind of in between, but sometimes what makes life bearable and what helps us get through life are the people that we surround ourselves with. So tonight, I'm not going to talk necessarily about who you surround yourself with, but I just want to ask you this question. What kind of friend are you? Just think about that, because we're not going to be here long tonight. Just give me like 15 minutes and we're good. I just want you to think about this right now. What kind of friend are you? We're going to talk about a handful of friends that kind of make a difference in our life, and maybe the kind of friend that we ought to be, but what kind of friend are you? Right now, if I would go ahead and ask your friends, if I just said, Madeline, and I'm just going to go ahead and talk to you because I've known you like your whole life. Your dad and I grew up together, that kind of thing. So I can kind of like talk to Madeline a little bit more than maybe I can just call somebody else out. I won't embarrass her. All right, but we'll work our way around the room a little bit. If I just said, Madeline, I want to talk to your friends, and I asked them, what kind of friend is Madeline? What would their response be?
Loyal.
How many of you like a friend that's loyal? Yeah, we all do. I mean, right? That we just do. Connor, if I ask some of your friends, what kind of friend is Connor? What would they say? This is the kind of friend that Connor is. You got to get friends. Hey, you know what? So, sometimes in life, we feel like we're kind of friendless, right? Anybody ever feel like that? And anybody ever feel like you don't have a friend, right? That happens. Dylan, if I were to ask some of your friends, what kind of friend is Dylan? What would they say about you?
Absent.
Absent? All right. All right. Let's go ahead and Megan, what about you? Caring or forgiving, right? We all want somebody that cares about us. We want somebody that forgives us. But the question is do we do good at forgiving other people when they tick us off, right? I mean, when we get mad at them, sometimes we just want to get up in their grill and we want to let them have it. But maybe we don't go ahead and practice the forgiveness that maybe we would like. Let's just talk about the kind of friends that maybe we have for just a minute, because there's just really a handful of the type of friends that we can have or the type of friends that we can be. Here's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 33, here's what it says. It says, do not be deceived. Okay, so it's just like a fancy way of saying, don't kid yourself. Okay, Paul writes, and he's writing to this group of people that's a lot like we are right now. All right, they've got their ups and downs in life. Some of them are on the top of the mountain. Some of them are at the lowest point, and some of them are in between. Some of them have figured this Jesus thing out, and some of them are really struggling with Christianity and what following Jesus is really all about. And here's what Paul says. Paul says, don't kid yourself. Do not be deceived. He says, evil company corrupts good habits. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying, even if you're a Jesus follower, and even if you know Jesus, and you say, I'm going to follow Jesus, I've trusted Jesus as my Savior, and I'm going to follow Jesus, here's what Paul says. Paul says the people you hang around are going to influence your life, and one of the things that he says is this. He says, look, an evil influence is going to go ahead and mess your life up. An evil influence is going to go ahead and mess things up that's going on in your life that's just a good thing, All right? You have some good things going on. And he says, look, bad company is going to go ahead and corrupt your life. Even if you have the best habits, it's going to go ahead and kind of just jack your life up just a little bit. And most of us have enough struggles in life without adding to it, right? So let's talk about this. What kind of friend are you? You see, here are the types of friends that we typically have. We've got the what you want to hear friend. The what you want to hear friend is this friend. It's the friend that wants something from you, but it doesn't want something for you. It's the I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you what I think you want to hear, but I'm not going to go ahead and speak the truth. I'm going to tell you what I think you want to hear, not what you need to hear, so that I can get something from you, because I really don't want anything for you. So that's the friend that will go ahead and be there and tell you how cool you are and how great you are and how bad your parents are because you've just had a disagreement, and they're going to say, man, you're absolutely right, and they're going to tell you to do the things that you want to hear that you think are right. They're just going to go along with you, and many times they do that because they want something from you, not something for you. What's the difference? It means they really don't want to add anything to your life. They want to take something from you. You know, when you stop and look at our house values, we just finished up a series in 412, and we talked about our house values. We talked about being note takers and the fact that we can have fun and enjoy life. We talked about Jesus is better, but we talked about friends become family. Talked about speaking highly of each other. Now think about that. Do you just want to go ahead and have friends or be the friend that just wants something from someone rather than something for someone? Think about that. Because Paul says, look, that the kind of friends we keep is in essence the friend that we will become. So we need to ask ourselves, what kind of friend am I? What would my friends say about the kind of friend that I am? Would they say that I'm just the what you want to hear friend? I mean, I want to tell you something. Sometimes we want people to tell us a certain thing, right? I mean, we just do. We want people to tell us that we're right. We want people to tell us that, you know, what we want to do is the right thing, and how we want to do it is the right way to do it. But sometimes we need somebody that would go ahead and tell us the truth, to stand up and be honest with us, to tell us what we really need to hear rather than what we want to hear. There's another kind of friend. And this other kind of friend is the I'm really not into God friend. That's that friend that just says, you know what, maybe I'll go to youth group with you. Maybe I'll hang out with you some. Maybe I'll go ahead and follow Jesus as needed. That's just that kind of person that says, okay, Jesus is okay and God is okay, but I'm really just not that into him. You know, one of the greatest struggles that we have in life is in that position of kind of wanting to follow Jesus, but not being that into him. And sometimes we would say, I'm not going to get that into Jesus because I don't want my friends who only tell me what I want to hear tell me something different. I don't want them to go ahead and stay away from me. I don't want them to look at me different. So I'm going to hang out with people that are just kind of okay with God, but they're really not that into God. Let me ask you, do you got a lot of friends that really aren't that into God? And let me ask you this. Are you that friend that's really not that much into God? I mean, you're okay with it, and a little bit of Jesus goes a long way. It's like, you know, a little bit of your little brother or little sister goes a long way when you're a teen, right? When you're in junior high and high school, you're like, wow, I can go ahead and I can take little doses of them. Don't necessarily want to hang out with them all the time. Sometimes we go ahead and we treat our relationship with Jesus that way. We say a little bit is enough, and I'm just not that into him. We stop and take a look at the next kind of friend, and this is the friend that says, I don't care. It's the I don't care friend, and this I don't care friend, unfortunately, doesn't care about the right things. I'm not talking about the friend that you say, man, where do you want to go eat? We're going to hang out tonight. What do you want to do? And they say, I don't care. Because we all have that friend, right? And we all have that friend that just says, man, I don't care. I don't care where we're going to lunch. I don't care where we're going to eat. I don't care what movie we see. I don't care what game we play on PS4, whatever it might be. I just don't care. But sometimes that I don't care friend is the one that doesn't care about the right things, but they do care about the wrong things. I mean, they have no ambition to do right. They just have an ambition to be. And the question is, are we that friend? Are we the friend that doesn't care about the right things? It's one thing to not care between hanging out at McDonald's or what movie you're going to see. And it's another thing to not care about what really matters in life, to not care about our family that needs to know Jesus, to not care about our friends that we go to school with and what their life is like, maybe at home, and maybe it's a struggle for them, and to just not care about what's going on in their life. That's not the kind of friend that we want or that we want to be. How about this friend? It's the I like the spotlight friend. The friend that has to have all of the attention. I mean, the friend that when they walk in the room, it doesn't matter who they're with, they have to have all the attention. And you know, that's the high drama friend, right? I mean, that's the friend that always stirs up a lot of drama, the friend that says, wow, I want somebody to go ahead and notice me. Don't be pointing people out, Connor. That's not cool at all. Because you know what? Sometimes we all have a little bit of that, right? I mean, how many of you like to be noticed in a positive way, right? I mean, we like some attention. I mean, we don't want people to go ahead and give us the spotlight and be like, walk in the room and they're like, why'd you wear that? Or you did that to your hair? Or man, that's awful. We don't want to hear. We don't want that kind of spotlight. But we do like a little bit of attention. But we got to be careful of being the friend or surrounding ourselves with a friend that always has to have the spotlight. Why? Because here's what happens, is they dominate your life. They go ahead and again, they want something from you. They don't want something for you. And maybe it's this friend, the follow the crowd friend. They always go along. And here's what happens with the follow the crowd friend. The follow the crowd friend says, you know what, I'm going to do it because everybody else is doing it. How many of you have ever asked your parents to do something and your parents said no, but maybe you have thought, but everybody else is doing it? Anybody ever said that before? Yeah, we all have. You know, all of us have said that, but here's the next thing that goes along with it. Do you know what follows that everybody else is doing it? When we get in trouble, or when it doesn't work out, or when our heart gets broke, or whatever it might be, you know what we end up doing? We end up blaming the people that we went along with. Very seldom is it the person that stands up and says, wow, you know what? I went along with the crowd and it's my fault because I chose to go ahead and do that. No, we say, Connor made me do it. We go ahead and say, no, it was David's idea. We go ahead and say, man, Stephen pressured me and I just went along because that's what he wanted to do. We don't stand up and go ahead and take some blame. You know, when we think about our life, we've all got all kinds of friends. We've got the negative critical friend. There's never any positive. There's no hope for anything. I mean, they find a negative, they rag people, they pick them apart, they just criticize, and that's always what it is. That's the negative, critical friend. How about the I hold a grudge friend? That's the friend that's revengeful and unforgiving. That's the friend that always wants to go ahead and get even, right? I mean, somebody can go ahead and be ticked off at you, and you think, man, they ought to get over it. But if you're ticked off at them, you're just like, wow, no way. I am not letting go. We got twins, right? Dylan and Cheyenne. We all know them. Let me ask you something. You're looking for them. Do you ever find it hard to forgive her?
Oh, no. I play to win.
Yeah. All right. You know what? No matter how close we are in life, sometimes we can be like that, right? And it gets really hard to forgive. Why? Because we're humans. We don't like somebody to hurt us. We don't like someone to let us down. Okay, sometimes that happens. So what do we do? Well, let's go ahead and just look real quick at the answer. Paul writes and he says, look, don't go ahead and be deceived. Evil company corrupts your life. He says the wrong friends are going to go ahead and influence you in the wrong way. So he challenges us to go ahead and live a life that's right and be the kind of person that we need to be. Now, the Bible says that there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that friend is Jesus. So let's talk for just like 2 minutes about what kind of friend is Jesus. Jesus is not the friend that tells you what you want to hear. Jesus is the friend that tells you what you need to hear. And we're going to call him the truth-telling friend, right? Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 17, it says this, that we're supposed to go ahead and speak the truth in love so that we may grow to be like Jesus. That's what it says. It says, Connor, you're supposed to be the truth-telling friend because Jesus is the truth-telling friend. What is the truth? Jesus tells us things like this, that we're loved. Jesus tells us things like we're valuable. Jesus tells us that there is hope. Jesus tells us that there is a way out of the situation that we're in, and the answer is in him. Some of you have friends that don't tell you that kind of truth. Some of you have influences that don't speak that truth into your life. And here's the reality. Jesus is the friend that tells us the truth. And that truth is that we are loved in a radical way and that he wants to be the difference maker in our life. And he wants to be your friend and he wants us to be a friend like he is. So let me ask you something. What is a truth that you could go ahead and share with someone that needs to hear it right now? It might be a truth that you could go ahead and speak to a friend that's going through a struggle, that's going through a hurt. It might be a truth that you could remind them that God loves them and he gave his son for them. It might be a truth that you could just remind them, hey, I'm here for you. More importantly, God's here for you and we're going to get through this together. You see, sometimes people need that friend. They need people to speak truth into their life. Maybe it's the forgiving friend. Peter, one of the close friends and followers of Jesus, came to Jesus one day in Matthew chapter 18 and he said, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive people? They're getting on my nerves. I just want to go ahead and forgive them 7 times. Is that good enough? Is that complete? And Jesus said, absolutely not. Just keep on forgiving. Don't keep track. Don't just go ahead and keep that running list. Maybe in your friendships, you need to be that friend that helps people be forgiven. Maybe you need to go ahead and be the forgiver in the relationship like Jesus was when he hung on the cross. Nobody asked for forgiveness. Jesus just looked at him and his dying words were, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Maybe we need to be the forgiving friend because that's the kind of friend that Jesus was. Even when Jesus met strangers, do you know what he said? He said, I don't condemn you. Just go and sin no more. Maybe that's the kind of friend that we need to be. What about the bring out the best in you friend? That's the friend that wants something for people, not from people. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse number 10, I've come that you might have life and have a better life. Jesus said, I came so that I could do something in you and give you a better life right now. That's the kind of friend that Jesus is for you. But can I tell you, Jesus is also the forever friend. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. Jesus himself said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Some of you need that kind of friend tonight. You need that friend Jesus. He loves you, he gave his life for you, and he wants to be your friend. And being a friend of Jesus starts with you saying, okay, Jesus, I want to be your friend. I want to ask you to be my Savior. I want to ask you to forgive me of my sins. And some of you, if not all of you tonight, have probably already taken that step. If you haven't, I want you to know that there's no better friend than Jesus. If you have, I want you to know that people in your life need you to be the truth-telling friend. They need you to be the forgiving friend. They need you to be the friend that brings out the best in others. They need you to be the forever friend, the friend that is there in the good times and in the bad times. Because there's people in this room tonight that need a friend right now. You may not know it, but they need a friend. They need somebody to be a genuine friend, to reach out to them, to pray with them, to pray for them, to let them know that you're there, to let them know that God is there, to check on them throughout the week, to go ahead and say, hey, I just want you to know, I'm here, I'm your friend. Some of you have friends like that in here tonight. Some of you have friends that you go to school with. Some of you got friends in your neighborhood. They need that kind of friend. So what kind of friend are you? Are you going to be that what you want to hear friend? Or are you going to be the truth-telling friend? Are you going to be the friend that doesn't forgive, or are you going to be the friend that does forgive? Are you going to be the friend that brings out the best, or are you going to be the friend that just gets something from? Are you going to be the friend that's a forever friend, or are you going to be a friend that's kind of there when things are convenient and then just move on? That choice is yours. Paul said, watch out what kind of friends you have, because the kind of friends you have are going to impact the kind of life that you have. Let's be a friend like Jesus is for us, to those that need a friend. I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight. I want to thank you for letting me come and speak. And I just want to encourage you to be that friend to those that need a friend, because there's lots of people that need a friend, and they need you to be that friend. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Is it okay if I just close in prayer? And is that, do we got other announcements or other things we need to do, Brad? Okay. All right. We know we got things coming up with Heritage Festival, right? It's going to be a Love Inc. project, a time to come out and serve our community. It's coming up the last weekend of September. We got the Hog Roast coming up. Remember, we got church on Sunday night. Bring some friends. Be here. Be part of it. And I'm going to ask you guys to pray for Stephen. Stephen's uncle passed away. We need to pray for him. Family's going through a loss right now. And Dylan, I want to thank you for being there for him tonight. I stood in the back and watched you just be a friend. And that's a cool thing. It's a great thing. And everybody needs more of that. That's why it's important that we become a friend in the good times, so that we can be there during the struggling times, because we all have them and we all need friends like that. Stephen's uncle's visitation is going to be from 11 to 1 on Friday. It's at Usher Funeral Home. It's over on West Washington Street. If you want more information about that, you can ask me. I can tell you where it is, and then there'll be a service for him at 1:30 on Friday. If you can't, go ahead and go, because most of you got school. Pray for him between 11 and 1. Just pray for him. Pull out your phone, send him a Facebook message or send him a text, whatever you can do, and just say, hey, I want you to know I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about your family. And take the time to go ahead and pray for him. Let's go ahead and pray before we go. Does anybody have any prayer requests at all? Any at all? All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for being able to be here, be a part of 412 Student Ministries. And Father, I pray that you'll help us to realize what kind of friend you are and what kind of friend we can be. Father, I pray that you will bless and work in a way that only you can, guide and direct in the lives of all of our students, those that are here, those that couldn't be here tonight. They've got other things going on. I pray that you just bless them. Father, I pray right now for Stephen and his family. Just work in their life. Comfort them and strengthen them. Help them to know that they are loved. And God, that you're still in control, and you're going to be right there with them each and every step of the way. In Christ's name, amen.